Lovely, thank you. My name's Jade and I'm an addict. And I'm really grateful to be here, and I'm really, really grateful that I've been asked to share at this event. And I'm not going to talk a lot about my drinking and using. I'm going to talk about predominantly how my recovery has been. And on two occasions, I now feel like the online format of recovery has saved my life on two occasions. I came about in rooms about 10 years ago now. I was very, very young. I was 24. And I'd done that usual thing. Someone, Luella, shared about it earlier on, did the whole Googling thing of, you know, how do you stop being an alcoholic? How do you stop being an addict and all of that kind of stuff? And landed myself in a fellowship chat room and people saying to me, well, you know, try and go a day without using or drinking and then you'll know whether you've got a problem. I already knew at that point I couldn't go a day without using or drinking. I was physically dependent on it all. I was living in the middle of nowhere. I was living above a pub. I had full access to a shit ton of cocaine and alcohol. And at 24 years old, absolutely broken. And if I'm perfectly honest, I started using and drinking when I was like 15, and I was broken by 16, you know, at 16 years of age. You know, I was already making very severe attempts on my life because I just didn't know how to function. I didn't know how to manage life or anything. And I was seeing all my friends, you know, going off to college, doing their beauty courses and whatnot and hairdressing and all of that kind of stuff. And I just couldn't get through it. Like the moment I woke up from the age of 15, I was thinking about using. And my progression was incredibly rapid. And I remember that day where I rang a fellowship helpline and I said, I've had enough. I really need some help. And I didn't initially go to the room straight away. I went in those little workshops where they ask you if you want abstinence or controlled use and drinking and stuff. I was the only one in the room that wanted abstinence. That lasted 2.5 weeks. And went flat out again, called back, home detoxed, done all of that stuff again. And with a belly full of Librium, landed myself in my first fellowship meeting. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved fellowship. I was amazed that for the first time in my life, I was sitting in a room full of people that were talking about things that had been going on in my head. And I was like, shit, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that has this mad thinking around using and drinking, but not just using and drinking, about just life in general. Do you know what I mean? All of this intrusive thinking all the time. That's absolutely insane. Because I genuinely believed at that point I was some type of psychopath. And that I was absolutely doomed. There was no hope. And when I sat in a room of people that had the same problem as me, all of a sudden I wasn't alone. And all of a sudden I knew that there was another way. However, every 30, 60 days would treat myself for the 30, 60 days that I would acquire. And they were normally completely random. I'd be very happy in recovery and I'd be like, you know, everything's going really well. I've got home groups, wasn't working. So I had like 4 home groups. I was doing, you know, bombing around, sharing meetings, absolutely on a high of this. And then I would just walk past a shop and I'd go and buy alcohol. And then I was scoring. Do you know what I mean? And it was just like absolutely insane. And it wasn't until I landed in Bristol and started coming to Cocaine Anonymous that all of a sudden I was sat in a room full of people talking about the solution. I'd been in a town for a year where it's very problem focused. And all of a sudden I was like, I have no idea what these people are going on about. You know, they were talking about this step work and this inventory and this prayer and meditation and stuff like that. And I thought, I ain't been listening to any of this for a year. And I got a sponsor and I started working the steps. I'd love to say it's been a magical experience, but I'm a difficult human being. And a lot of people that know me, I am trouble. When I came in and got clean and sober, it revealed a multitude of problems that I had regarding mental health. And so I was chaos, absolutely chaos. And I managed 17 months and I had a relapse. And and it really brought me to my knees. It was only for a few days. It was gonna just one night out. We were gonna have one night out. You know, we weren't gonna tell anyone. We were just gonna go and have like a few bevs and have a good night and stuff. And then I remember waking up in a place that I don't know, with two CA members in there asking, "Have you had enough yet?" Do you know what I mean? I don't even know how they got there. I don't even know how they got in the room, but they were there and they were like, "You had enough." And obviously, me being me, I stuck my middle finger up at them and told them to F off. But I'd had enough. I'd had enough. I'd absolutely had enough. You know, still in my 20s, got a, you know, I'm so fortunate to have found the rooms at this age. But I jumped on this stuff and I got a sponsor. And I went through the 12 steps of recovery and I started making amends. And do you know what? Like, since I've been doing my main shares this time round, my main shares not changed. And that's because my recovery has not been changing. Because I went through the 12 steps, started making a few amends, got a bit better. And guess what? Life got amazing. I got this amazing flat. I got this job that fed my ego. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I got, you know, relationships and all of that kind of stuff. And time again, that recovery started going, "Oh, you're in second place now. Oh, now you're down to fourth place because you're focusing on your career. That's your only focus." I dip in and out of meetings. I wasn't doing a lot. I wasn't doing any service. You know, I just wasn't doing anything. But believing that I was at the same time, you know, because I had a sponsor that I phoned on the regular. However, I wasn't doing any step work. We were just phoning each other up, slagging everyone off, slagging the fellowships off, slagging people off and stuff. And I thought, oh, there we go. That's my step 10 done, you know, cleared. Brilliant. Fantastic. 5.5 years in, I am now, right? And I am broken. Absolutely broken. This lockdown ruined me because I had zero recovery under my belt. And when the Zoom meeting started coming out, I was like, I ain't doing that. I don't even like FaceTiming my mum, you know, or my friends or anything like that. I ain't doing Zoom. So for a good couple of months, I didn't engage with it at all. Same thinking. I'm still calling my sponsor. I'm still speaking with my sponsee and taking her through the work, you know, as sick as I am. And eventually everything around me started unraveling. My career started unraveling. I wasn't getting what I wanted. My relationship unraveled dramatically, very dramatically. And all of a sudden I'm sat here without a program. And I started engaging with some Zoom meetings and yeah, I was in absolute state. And it got to the point where I was sat on my sofa, crying my eyes out with two drinks in front of me, and I was ready to go. I was absolutely ready to go. And then all of a sudden on the Facebook page, Zoom meetings, a meeting popped up. And I sat there with the two drinks and I kept them there. I couldn't let go of them. And I went in the meeting and I cried my eyes out. I absolutely cried my eyes out and was in absolute state. And all of those people in there held me through that whole meeting, stuck around afterwards, spoke to me, gave me all their numbers. And then I was able to phone Mikey afterwards with him talking me through, pouring it away. And there I am. A newcomer in recovery. You know, I'm 5.5 years clean from the drugs and the drink, but everything else is like in a high addiction state. I'm addicted to people. I'm having to detox from a person at the moment. And it is the same, I have the same physical response with everything. It doesn't matter whether it's substances, alcohol, whatever. I physically feel the disease working in me where I'm having to detox from people. Gym was my higher power, and that's obviously not freaking here in lockdown. So, I, you know, I used to be like, oh, gym's my meditation and all of that kind of stuff. That's gone. You know, it's like, you know, work at the moment is incredibly difficult and I'm not progressing as well as I wanted to. And so now it's back to that square, that step one, you know, of, do you know what? Who's the problem? I'm the problem, you know? It's how I react to these things. So the way that I've reacted is, is I got rid of the sponsor I've been working with for 5.5 years, and I spent a day begging people to sponsor me. And a very kind woman has agreed to take me through the work, you know, again, back from square one and do that stuff. And I'm telling you, if Zoom wasn't here, because I work mad shifts, but I'm really lucky that I've got a manager that allows me to take an hour out to do my home group on a Sunday. You know, me and a couple of other people made a meeting in lockdown. It's become my home group. It's an amazing meeting. And this Zoom format has enabled me to do so much service in comparison to what I've been doing over the past 5 years, you know, and like it's a format that needs to stay. It really needs to stay, because the amount of people that I have seen that have been able to connect that wouldn't have been able to is like to such a high level. And I don't know how long I've been sharing for. I've still got about 10 minutes, haven't I? Bloody hell. So recovery to me, oh, you know, it has been life-changing and it's been incredibly difficult. And, you know, I came in and I was just incredibly angry and resentful at everybody. And I would shout and scream, I'd gob and go in meetings. I've used the C word at people in meetings and stuff like that. And this fellowship, I'm telling you, has stuck through me through absolutely everything that I've been through, everything. And there is no way that I would have ever got through 5 years of recovery on my own. I absolutely know this works. And at the moment where I'm kind of on that rock bottom of like, my life feels completely ruined and I feel absolutely kind of torn apart with codependency issues. Codependency, oh my God, it's terrible. You know, like I'm with it with everyone. Like this people addiction that I have is just so high, you know, and it's like when I meet someone that I connect to, and all of a sudden they're my best friend and stuff like that. And I get all of those codependency things of like when they go and hang out with someone else, I'm starting to get jealous, you know, why are they hanging out with that person, you know, and they're not hanging out with me. I'm supposed to be their best friend and blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, like I can cut people off so quickly and I can kind of just be like, do you know what? You're gone. That's it. And it's a huge issue of mine. I've never, ever worked a program around it. And I don't feel like I need to go to another fellowship and work a different program around it, because I know that this program that we work in, Cocaine Anonymous, it treats the core problem. My core problem is addiction and it's me. I'm the problem. And I need to connect to a higher power, a power greater than myself. I had this huge connection in the first year, you know, when you have that desperation in early recovery, that sheer desperation that you are willing to believe in anything, you know, I'm on my knees, you know, like just begging God, like remove these defects, please. And then a year goes by and I start believing, actually, I've most probably done all of this. It's my legwork that's got me here. And, you know, so for a good 4 years, I'd say, I have been, you know, that dry drunk, that dry addict, that person that's not been using. And I never, ever thought I'd be sat in a meeting. Like I used to hear people say like, oh, for 2 years of my recovery, I was completely dry. I was untreated. I didn't have a program. I didn't think that I was going to be one of these people at 5.5 years in, sitting there admitting to everybody that I have not been working a program. I've been running the show. I am believing I'm the director, and in some way or another I'm going to manipulate you all to do exactly what I want. But you know, I really, really hope that, you know, this grows and this stays. This Zoom format, you know, is crucial to people like myself that work 12.5 hour shifts on a regular basis. I'm able to do a lot of service online, you know, and you know, this whole pandemic, you know, something amazing's come out of it, and the connections with people around the world, and being able to drop into meetings at any hour of the day and physically see them. I know we're not getting that physical touch at the moment, but to be able to sit there and physically see people and connect people that way is crucial to, you know, parents, you know, to people that don't live local to meetings and can't get there and can't drive and all of that. And people that are struggling at 2 o'clock in the morning, ready to go to the 24-hour shop, and they're able to step in a face-to-face meeting and speak to someone. But anyway, thank you for asking me to share, and I will leave it there.